There's also, yeah, it's just information, maybe it's, but all IT, of course, mouthing is related to feeding, and so the role of being breastfed compared to bottle fed, the activity, the active engagement of a child in to reach for the breast, for the nipple, whereas the contradiction to when you bring a bottle to the mouth, even to the palate of a child, and the roots of a you can do, there's different ways you could play with there, sometimes it's not possible,
but you could also, I mean, bring the child with authority.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
less. But I mean, I don't know. But I'm just saying that it's true. But it's
to force.
Yeah.
But with a.
You can enter.
Yes, you can really.
You can enter. Yes, true.
Me, I have this thing. I talked to Anouk. At one moment, I was like, okay, it's enough. I have enough. Eat.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't know. And you see often the child.
Yeah, they're very clear.
They are very
clear. It was terrible the other day. It's a horrible thing. I saw a mother feeding her child with a spoon, and he didn't want anymore. And she thought he didn't have enough. I mean, she thought he didn't have enough. She opened his mouth on like this, you know, to feed him by force, you know, just like to feed him, because he wouldn't open his mouth. I thought it was terrible. Mm. That's just a...
And just to wrap up with the idea that this mouth is a first limb that we have for reaching, grasping, and so whatever we do with our, finally, we develop our other limbs and we reach with our hands, with our feet. So our locomotion pattern is really based on how we were able to develop this.
Also relational.
Relational pattern. Yeah, because that's, I say arms, but of course when I talk about reaching with the arms, it is it's about relation, creating relations.